Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining us. Today we are addressing the question, could Judas have been saved? Well, up front, I will say clearly, yes. If he would have simply repented to God, you know, God's word tells us that everyone can be saved. 2 Peter 3:9 says, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 John 2:2 says, He is the propitiation or satisfaction for our sins, and not for ours only, but for also the whole world. Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So Judas could have been saved. You know, Matthew 27:3 said that Judas, he repented himself. So he knew he sinned, as it says in verse 4, but he didn't bring it to God. A person can feel remorse to themselves, but not remorse for sinning against God.
Wow, Bill, that is such a tragedy when he could have repented.
Right.
You know, I like the scripture too in 2 Corinthians 7:10. It says, For godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world works death. You know, the sorrow Judas had experienced was a worldly sorrow, and that brought death.
That's right. That's right. You know,
and then also the Believer's Bible Commentary elaborates on this point. In page 1306, it says, Judas was remorseful, but this was not a godly repentance that leads to salvation. Sorry for the effects which his crime brought on himself, he was yet unwilling to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
That's right. You know, and one more commentary, Matthew Henry's commentary, page 1762, states, Judas repented not like Peter, who repented, believed, and was pardoned. No, he repented, despaired, and was ruined. He was filled with grief, anguish, indignation at himself. Judas went towards his repentance, yet it was not to salvation. He confessed, but not to God, and he did not go to him.
That is so tragic. You know, that's a good comparison. Peter sinned against God, but was extremely grieved for it. You know, like in Matthew 26, it says, And Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, you shall deny me three times. And he went out, and he wept there bitterly. The words of Jesus that Peter would deny him pierced his heart. I mean, pierced Peter's heart to the point of repentance.
Right.
You know, coming to the Lord and
right, and just
and
to
repenting
clarify,
and changing.
Right. So to clarify with Peter, Matthew Henry's commentary, page 1762, says, His sorrow was serious. This deep sorrow is requisite or necessary to evidence that there is real change of mind, which is the essence of repentance, to make the pardon more welcome and sin for the future the more loathsome. Peter never denied Jesus again, but confessed him often and openly.
So his actions followed.
Right.
The change of mind.
He had a real remorseful heart towards God.
Yes.
Not just for the act that he did.
So you know, Bill, it's sometimes I think too for Christians where they go further away from the Lord is the enemy is piling condemnation on them. I mean, can you imagine the condemnation that was on Judas with Satan possessing him?
Right.
You know, that condemnation that you're no good, you're never going to go back, God's not going to forgive you, you're a loser. I mean, all the things the enemy says.
Right.
You could see how dangerous that is to keep going down that path. And
right.
Not, if you're a Christian, you know, no, the blood of Jesus forgives me. I can run right back to God. And that's what we have to do quickly so that we don't go down a path of thinking we'll never be forgiven.
Right. Cast down those lying thoughts that the devil puts in a person's mind and makes them feel condemned. They have to cast those thoughts down.
Yes, and be quick to repent and have faith in what Jesus did at the cross.
Right.
That was sufficient. It's not our righteousness. It's his righteousness that we have that makes us clean before God.
Now, here are some verses that tell us Satan entered Judas and that Judas knew it was he that betrayed Jesus. Matthew 26, 21 through 25 says, "Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." This is Jesus speaking. "He that dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. But woe unto the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for the man if he had not been born." Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, "Master, is it I?" He said unto him, "Thou hast said." So Jesus told him, "It's you." Now, he could have repented at that point or even after. You know, John 6, verse 70 and 71 says, "Jesus answered them, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" He spoke of Judas. John 13, 18 through 27 says, "Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, and after the sop, Satan entered into him."
So that was after the bread was dipped into the...
Right. So Satan, he became demon-possessed. John 12, 6 says, "Judas..." And this is just to show his character. "Not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein." This is just showing that Judas stole from the bag of money that they all had to provide food for the apostles. And so this was a bag that Jesus had provision for all his apostles, and Judas was stealing from it all along. So it showed his character and nature was not one of a saved person, you know. Anyway, so in John 17, 12 says that Jesus called him the son of perdition. And perdition in the Strong's number 684, it means destruction, ruin, waste, or damnable. So he was the son of perdition, Jesus said. And then Acts 1, 26 says, "Judas by transgression fell that he might go to his own place." There's a couple of commentaries that comment on what that means, his own place.
Yeah, the Believer's Bible Commentary says on page 1581 that Judas, who had gone to his own place, eternal doom. And MacArthur's commentary says Judas chose his own fate of hell by rejecting Christ.
Right, right. You know, and this next psalm is prophetic by David about Judas. It's Psalms 109, verse 6 through 8. It says, "Set thou a wicked man over him. Let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office." Now, there's a commentary that explains that next, Matthew Henry's.
Yes, that's right, Matthew Henry's. You know, that's interesting, too. Of course, God knows everything, so he knows, he already knew that Judas was not going to repent. So
right.
He had these things in his word, but yet he could have repented.
He could have.
And that would have been, the word of God would have been changed and not had that prophetic psalm about him.
Right.
Interesting. You know, Matthew Henry's commentary, page 902, says, "Judas, who betrayed him, whose sin was greater than Pilate's that condemned him," which that's in John 19:11. "David predicts his destruction, foresees and pronounces him completely miserable as such a one that our Savior calls him a son of perdition, that will not repent to give him glory. It is here fourfold concerning this bad man."
Right, here foretold.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. Here foretold. So God, you know, told us ahead of time what he was going to do when we read the word.
Right. Believer's Bible Commentary, page 721, regarding Psalms 109 states, "This particular imprecation or spoken curse is quoted of Judas and of his office as treasurer of the band of the disciples." So they're supporting it with a... speaking of Judas. Then another verse to support this regarding Judas is Acts 1:20. It says, "For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office."
So Bill, to sum it up, Judas could have been forgiven if he had just gone to Jesus,
right?
But he didn't. And he did become demon-possessed because the scripture says Satan entered him.
Right.
He hung himself and he did go to hell. So his sorrow led to death. It was a worldly sorrow, not a godly sorrow that leads to repentance.
Exactly. You know, the devil blinds many people's eyes to the truth. His desire is to take as many to hell as he can. But people have a free will, so they can choose to hear God's word, repent, and be saved. Unfortunately, many reject the truth and send themselves to hell. Jesus said in Matthew 12:37, "Your own words will condemn you. Now, Jesus said that the majority are on the wrong road. You know, this verse in Matthew 7, 13 and 14 says, "Enter ye into the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it." That's Jesus speaking. So he's telling us there's a wide road and many are on it, and few are going to heaven.
Yes, and Jesus also told us there are only two places. And Judas went to hell, and so many others are also going there.
Right.
Which is so sad. You know, Matthew 13:47 makes it clear, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth."
That's right. You know, God has forewarned us of the two destinies ahead and told us Jesus is the only way to heaven in John 14:6.
And Bill, you know, Judas is such a tragic case as he spent 3 years with Jesus, the Son of God, and he witnessed all those amazing miracles that Jesus did.
Right.
Yet he still chose to steal from Jesus and his fellow apostles and then betray the one who was providing for them. This also shows us that a person can be greatly deceived by the lust of money, you know, as Judas obviously was.
That's right. Sad case. You know, he has an eternity now in hell to think about. Man, he was with the Savior, and here he denied him, and he could have repented.
How tormenting.
That's right. You know, may we always be on guard not to fall for the lies of the devil. You know, God's word will keep us on the straight path, avoid many of life's difficulties, and take us to heaven when we depart from this life.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.